Father, we come before you as your people. Lord, we come before you as those that are called by your name, Father, that in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being, Father. We thank you for the inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus, the oneness, Lord, that we have with the Spirit of God that's been made possible through the blood of Jesus Christ and through the redemption that's taken place at the cross. And so, Lord, just this day, Father, as we spend some time before you, Lord God, in your word and in your presence, and with one another, Lord God, seeking the Spirit of truth that leads and guides us into all truth. Father, we ask and pray that, Lord, that you would be with us, Father God, in a very special way. We pray, Lord God, that everything that takes place, Lord, would minister, Lord God, to your people. Strengthen your people, Father, for the journey that's at hand. Lord, I continue to acknowledge openly there is no good thing in me but your Spirit. And so to your Spirit, Lord God, I do yield as we go forward, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, we have, apart from Christ, we're in a lot of trouble, but in Him, we're in good shape. So, another welcome to our friends from the boat, Logos. So welcome. Guys, they haven't shipped you off yet, huh? So glad you could join us again for Friday. Okay. So now, last time, what have we been talking about for these last few weeks? Anyone? Kind of the overall overarching theme that we've been talking about. I'll give you a hint. It goes back to our inheritance in Christ Jesus. I'll give you the summary word, and then I'm sure it's going to jolt a lot of memory. Oneness with the Spirit of God, right? Yeah. Okay. Now, we went through over several weeks a series of, it started actually with my dad, and then I've carried on some since then. Now, because we talked about in the early stage when God made creation and Adam and Eve and their state and their relationship and their existence with God, they were one with the Spirit of God. So there was no separation. We're doing small recap again. There was no separation between God's creation, man, and Himself. And so the fall, when everybody talks about the fall and sin coming in and all of this stuff and all these terrible things, ultimately the consequence of that was that man was separated from his oneness with God. Man and woman was separated from him. And so then we see all of the consequences of what happens as a result of God's creation of man and woman being separated from God. So when we look at the world around us and all the things going on, this should not be surprising. Because man, apart from God, quickly works to destroy himself. And so, when we talk about the cross, and we talk about what Jesus did on the cross, when we talk about even forgiveness of sins and all of that, and people talking, okay, Jesus forgave your sins. Well, why did He forgive your sins? Do you just forgive your sins because He felt like that's what needed to be done? He had nothing better to do that day? No, God restored the inheritance that was ours. He restored it in Christ Jesus. So now God's creation could once again be what it was that they were made to be. And what we were made to be was in oneness with the Spirit of God, where there is no separation between Him and you. You are fused with His Spirit, He is in you, you are in Him. So quick recap verse, John 17, verse 20, Jesus' prayer, where He said, starting there, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on Me through their word, that they all may be," there it is, "one, as Thou, Father, art in Me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in Us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent Me. And the glory which Thou gavest Me, I have given them, that they may believe, that they may be one, even as We are one. I in them, and Thou in Me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that Thou hast sent Me, and hast loved them as Thou hast loved Me."
මොවුන් ගැන පමණක් නොව මොවුන්ගේ වචනය කර්ණ කොටගෙන මා කෙරෙහි විශ්වාස කරන්නවුන් ගැන ඔවුන් සියල්ලන් ඒකත්වයක් වන පිණිස පිය වූ ඔබ මා තුළෙහිද මා ඔබ තුළෙහිද සිටින්නාක් මෙන්ම ඔබ මා එම පව ලෝකයා විශ්වාස කරන පිණිසත් අප තුළ ඔවුන් ඒකත්වයක් වන පිණිසත් යාඥා කරමි. අප ඒකත්වයක් සිටින්නාසේම ඔවුනුත් ඒකත්වයක් වන පිණිස ඔබ මම දුන් මහිමය ඔවුන්ට දුන්නෙමි. මෙසේ කළේ මා ඔවුන් තුළෙහිද ඔබ මා තුළෙහිද සිටීමෙන් ඔවුන් ඒකත්වයට සම්පූර්ණ ලෙස පැමිණෙන පිණිසත් ඔබ මා එවූ බවද මට ප්‍රේම කළක් මේ ඔවුන්ටත් ප්‍රේම කළ බවද ලෝකයා දැනගන්නා පිණිසත්.
Now, does that oneness mean that we all go to the same place Sunday? No. Does that oneness mean that, forgive me using you for an object lesson, we all wear the same clothes? Does that oneness mean that we all speak the same language? So if you don't speak French and you don't speak English and you don't speak Chinese and Sinhala, no, it doesn't mean that. You know, there are many out there that would tell you it does mean that. Because just like the language is obvious, that if you don't speak the same language, you still can be one with the Spirit of God, but they would tell you, no, if you don't do the Jesus thing the way that we do the Jesus thing, there's a problem with you. No, oneness with the Spirit of God doesn't have to do with the external manifestations. It has to do with an internal connection and a place of a spiritual union with the Father, between you and Him.
ඉතින් එක අපේ ඉන්නවා කියන එක පෙන්වන්න බෑ බාහිරම පිටස් කරේ. ඒක දෙවියන් වහන්සේ දෙක ඇතුළාන්තයෙන් තමා දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අතර තියෙන එකමුතුකම තියෙන දෙයක්.
And from that place of spiritual union, you are now grafted into the vine, the body, where now, as the Spirit of God flows through you, you accomplish God's plan and purpose for you as part of the body at large. Now we know that people are obviously different. You know, with the 6 billion plus people in the world right now, you know, actually India now has 1.2 billion people. Everyone used to say billion people in India. No, India has 1.2 billion now. They'll all be very sad after Saturday. $1.2 billion sad people. Lord, please comfort them in their time of distress. Sorry, I can't help the World Cup jab. Okay. But of those people all over the world, not one fingerprint is the same. Isn't that amazing? With all of the fingers running around in the world, there's not one finger like mine. So they don't accidentally throw the wrong person in jail. They know my finger is not like someone else's. There's only one Krishmi in all of the world. 6 billion plus people, you'd think there'd be another Krishmi running around somewhere. But you see that God made each person individual and unique. And with the uniqueness that's in each person, He's also put inside of you certain gifts, certain talents, certain abilities, certain things that you enjoy doing. So we talked about this a little bit while back. Like, you know, my sister, she's an incredible artist. She's just, and she can just draw beautiful things. Takes her 5 minutes. I'm lucky if you, I draw a stick figure and you can tell it's supposed to be a person. No, well, she has a gift as an artist. Does that make her a better person? Does that make me a worse person that I don't have that gift? Really? It doesn't make me a worse person? No, it does not. Because God made each person on purpose different. So what is this oneness with the Spirit of God, that if God wants us all to be one, but He made 6 billion plus that are so different, and His people are mixed in among all of those people? So what is this oneness with the Spirit of God then? No, that is a place of spiritual union with the Father where you come into a connection with Him. His life is now in you. There is no separation because of the finished work of Christ Jesus. And now from that place, the real you can now go forward. The real you. You know, so often people, you know, sometimes if I turn on the TV or I see something, I see how confused the world is. Because the world is constantly trying to be someone else. Why? Because they don't know who they are, and because they don't know who they are, they want to try to be like somebody who they think knows who they are. I hope that translates. I hope that because people, if you don't know who you are, then you try to find out who you are from somewhere else. And so what happens is people look at somebody else who pretends to be like they know who they are. And then they try to be like that person. So you see that a lot with music, you see that a lot with television, you see that a lot with all these things. People try to be something else. But when you are in connection with the Spirit of God, then you get a revelation of who you really are. You remember Gideon? He's threshing the grain, hiding. And God has His angel appears to him and says, calls him, "Hey, how are you doing, mighty warrior there?" Now Gideon didn't know who he was. He's like, "Who are you? You talking to somebody else? Who are you talking to?" And the whole thing about putting out a fleece and all of that, he went through all these things just to be able to confirm for himself that he was who God said he was, and he was to do what God told him to do. In fact, you go through scriptures, all of them had to have an encounter with God to have a revelation of who they were in Him. Moses, David, Saul, even, you know, Saul stepped into that right place and then he fell out of it. He forgot who he was. Saul tried to be Samuel, and he's not supposed to be Samuel. He was supposed to maintain being Saul. That's where he got into trouble. By trying to be somebody that he was not. See, when we come into a place of oneness with the Spirit of God, where God reveals to you who you are in Him, you can move forward in confidence in that.
වහන්සේත් එක්ක සම්බන්ධතාවය වෙලා අපිට එළිදරවක් ලැබුණාම අපි දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුල කවුද කියලා අපිට ඉදිරියට යන්න පුළුවන් බය නැතුව නිර්භීතව අපිට සහතිකකමක් අපිටම තියෙනවා යන්න බය නැතුව ඉදිරියට.
And we spent some time talking also about the adversary and what he does and his role and his purpose in this life.
ඒ වගේම විරුද්ධකාරය ගැන කතා කරා. එයාගේ කොටස මොකද්ද? එයාගේ අරමුණු අපේ ජීවිත තුල එයා අරමුණු මොනවද කියන එකත් කතා කරා.
Because the adversary, again, he's a defeated foe. He lost at the cross. And as a defeated foe, what he still does, though, is he goes after the mind and the hearts and the free will of people. And now, we also talked about why he's still here in the world. God leaves him here on purpose. He serves a purpose for the kingdom of God. And part of that purpose is that if you don't have something challenging who you are, when you have that challenge, then you come through that, you know much more this is who you really are. So when people say, okay, God is love, well, what does that mean? People throw around a word like love all the time. Oh, I love this, I love chocolate, I love pizza, I love cricket. But when God says, when it says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and then you see in scriptures the extent of that love that He had for His creation and what Jesus went through so that we could be restored to the Father. Now you have a glimpse of the love of God and what that word means. The world doesn't know what love means. The world has no clue what love means. They use the word, but they don't understand the word. God is love, so the only place that it would ever flow is from Him. But again, you know, that's why too, for us, you just have to allow God to manifest in you, because through your life is what they will see. They won't see Him, they'll see you. You are the ambassador for the kingdom of God. Okay, John 15. In verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, and make that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love.
මා තුලේ තිබී ඵල නොදරන සියලු වතු උන්වහන්සේ පහ කරන සේක. ඵල දරන සියලු වතු වඩා ඵල දරන පිණිස උන්වහන්සේ පවිත්‍ර කරන සේක. මා විසින් උඹලාට කී වචනය කරන කොටගෙන උඹලා දැන් පවිත්‍රය. මා තුල පැවති අල්ලා මම උඹලා තුල පවතින්නේ. අත් මිදි වෙලේ නොපවතී නම් තනියෝ ඵල දරන්නට බැරුවක් මේ උඹලා මා තුල නොපවතී නම් ඵල දරන්න උඹලාට බැරිය. ඉදි වෙල මමය උඹලා අතුය. යමෙක් මා තුල පවතින්නේ නම් මම ඔහු තුළෙහි පවතින්ද ඒ තැනැත්තේ බොහෝ ඵල දරයි. මක් නිසාද මාගෙන් මෙන්ම කිසිවක් කරන්නට නුඹලාට බැරිය. යමෙක් මා තුළෙහි නොපවතී නම් ඔහු අත්තක් මෙන් පිටට දමනු ලැබවිය දීජයි. ඒවා එක්කොට ගින්නට දමනු ලැබේ. ඒවා දාලා යන්නේය. නුඹලා මා තුළෙහි පවතින්නෝ නම් මාගේ වචනය නුඹලා තුළෙහි පවතී නම් නුඹලා කැමති දෙයක් ඉල්ලා බලා ඒ පිට නුඹලාට ලැබේ. මාගේ පියාණන් වහන්සේට ගෞරව ලැබෙන්නේ නුඹලා විසින් බොහෝ ඵල දැරීමෙන්ය. මෙසේ නුඹලා මාගේ ගෝලය වන්නේ. පියාණන් වහන්සේ මට ප්‍රේම කළාක් මෙන්ම මමත් නුඹලාට ප්‍රේම කළෙමි. මාගේ ප්‍රේමයේ පැවතියල්ලා මම මාගේ පියාණන් වහන්සේගේ ආඥා ආරක්ෂා කොට උන්වහන්සේගේ ප්‍රේමයේ යම්සේ පවතින්ද එසේම නුඹලාත් මාගේ ආඥා ආරක්ෂා කරවුනම් මාගේ ප්‍රේමයේ පවතින්න නිය.
Okay. Back to the whole thing, oneness with the Spirit of God. You keep seeing how this keeps popping up in the things that Jesus was saying and the things that Jesus was encouraging his people towards. You see, the world works very, very hard to separate you from God. But the only way it can do that is by your free will choice. I'm speaking to God's people, God's children. The way the world can separate you is if you choose to go that way. See, in Christ Jesus, you and I are restored to the Father. The scriptures tell us that nothing can take us out of His hand. Height nor depth, power, anything the world has, nothing can take us out of the hand of God. There's nothing stronger than Him. Now that said, God doesn't want robots either. And so He also still continues to honor your free will, my choice. And while nothing can take me out of the hand of God, I can choose to walk away from Him. But now, if I choose to remain in Him, now back to this John 15, if I choose to remain in Him, remain on that path, remain on the way with Christ, something happens in my life. Something happens in your life. You grow. You grow. I recently I put a plant on this porch, you know, that I have with the place I'm staying. Yeah, just put a potted plant there. And I can see it growing. Like I go out there and I look, and it's every day it's getting bigger. It's huge. Why? Because every day it's connected to the things it needs to grow. It has the soil, it has the light, it has the water, and it's all of that is also being activated by what God has put in it as a plant to grow. Now when somebody is broken off from the Spirit of God, they stop growing. They wither up and they die. Something very practical. You know that God's people look much younger than the people of the world? I'm serious. This is just something. If you're honest, I know we don't talk about it too much because we don't want to make them feel bad. But God's people are very beautiful, young, fresh-looking people. Why? Because there is life flowing through us. Whereas the people of the world, they don't even in the natural look like that. Why? Because they're broken off. And because they're broken off from the source of life, there's no life flowing through them, they're drying up constantly. So they slap the makeup on, they get special surgery and put everything together and pay all of this money just to try to look as good as you. No, because you know what I'm talking about. God's people, ultimately what I'm saying is that God's people have life in them, and you can tell there's life in them. Little added benefit, but the main thing is that the fruit that grows out of you, the fruit that starts becoming a part of your life. Galatians 5, 22, 23 talks about the fruit of the Spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, thoughtfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against this, there's no law. The fruit of the Spirit grows in your life. Now it's not like you can just go and say, okay, I am going to now make love grow in my life. I'm going to make it grow. I am going to grow patience. I'm going to grow gentleness right now. Be gentle. No, you know how a plant works. You can't make it grow. It grows as a result of just being connected to life. But the fruit of the Spirit is the very nature and the attributes of God.
ශුද්ධාත්මයන් වහන්සේගේ ආඥාවේ ප්‍රතිඵල කියන්නේ ඇත්තටම දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ චරිතයේ උන්වහන්සේගේ ගුණාංග තමයි.
So what happens is as you remain in Him and He remains in you, you are one with the Spirit of God. God's nature, God's attributes, who He is, starts growing out of your life. So it's not something you have to make happen. It's something that happens as a result of you just being who you are. Now another thing about this too, if you remain in me, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, verse 7, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, if you abide in Him, and His words remain in you, right? So, now Jesus is the Word too, right? Jesus is the Word that came down from heaven? Now, what happens is as you remain in Him, God's Word becomes a part of who you are. Now very simply, what does that mean? Very simply, it means that you will be living this even if you maybe haven't memorized this. You know, to be a Pharisee, one of the things was that you had to know line by line, word by word, you had to know those first five books of the Bible. You had to, every piece of it, you just memorized it. But Jesus, when He's talking about them and to them in John 5, He says, look, you study the Scriptures, but you don't recognize Me. And He's like, you've never once heard the voice of God. So though they knew in their head and could recite a bunch of words, they were still, what? Separate from God, not one with God. Though they knew a bunch of His words in their head, they were not one with the Word of God. Whereas there were other people that didn't have that stuff in their memory as far as like they hadn't studied like that, but they were living out the Scriptures. Now Paul writes about this in the epistles. He writes about it and he says, look, if a Gentile does the things that are required of the law, even though he doesn't have the law, isn't he the guy that's doing it right, though you know it, you have it, but you're not living it? Can I say that again? Okay. Paul writing in the letters to the churches. He says to them, speaking of the Gentiles, he says, look, if they live the truth, even if they don't have the law like you do, aren't they doing the right thing? And he says at the same time, if you guys that have all of this stuff, but it's not who you are, you're missing it.
ජනපතෙන් ඒකමද කිව්වා ඔයගොල්ලන්ට ඔයගොල්ලන්ට මේ නීති ඔක්කොම තිබුණාට ඔයගොල්ලෝ මේක අතහැරලා තමයි ජීවත් වෙන්නේ කියලා.
Paraphrase. So God, what happens is that it just naturally becomes a part of who you are. And you know what happens is then you start reading the scriptures, and as you read the scriptures, you're like, oh, here it is, I see. Ah, okay, that's why God had me to do that. I didn't know before. I just was following what the Spirit of God was leading me to do. Now I see it in His Word. That's why He told me to do that. That's why He told me not to do something. See, God is leading and guiding His people, you and I, as individual sheep. We're not one big group sheep. We're each of us is a sheep. And because you are a sheep, you have to hear the voice of the shepherd for yourself. No one can hear His voice for you. See, you know, that's something too, I think, with people. People don't want to take responsibility. I've noticed this through so many places. People do not want to take responsibility for themselves, for their actions, and face the consequences for their actions and their choices. You know, in Exodus 20, when God was giving the commandments from the mountain, and God is speaking directly to the people, and the people are hearing the voice of God. And the people are like, oh my gosh, Moses, here, you go talk to God and tell us what He said, because we can't take this. This is too much. Why? Because, see, but then later on, so Moses goes and does that, but then later on, they say, okay, Moses, who do you think you are? So, because, see, one thing is, if God is speaking to the people straight from the mountain, what are you going to say? God didn't say that. He's talking right to you.
Sorry?
If God is speaking to you from the mountain, like if you were there with these people, what are they going to say? God says, thou shalt not, and you're like, okay. You can't say, oh, did God really say that? Did God? No, he's right there, he's speaking to you. So what they do is, they're like, Moses, here, you go talk to God. Go talk to God for us. Tell us what He said. But then as soon as they get that request, now they start having a problem with Moses. Because, why? Because, you know, people like to, they want to challenge all of that stuff. Because in the end, there's something in the heart of people that they don't want to give that account. But the reality of life, the reality of who you are, who I am, is that at the end of this life, every one of us will have just that experience. The light of God, the truth of God, will shine directly on each person, revealing them for who they are. Nothing is hidden. Everything is known. So there is not a world leader, there is not a president anywhere in the world that can hide from this. There's not a man that picks up the garbage in the street that can hide from this. There's not a businessman, and no one can hide from this. When this is done, this is what you'll face. And at that point, there are no excuses that can be made. There is no blocking or no trying to put somebody to... No, nothing. It's you standing before the Father. And the only saving grace that we have is, has the blood of Jesus been applied on your life? And have you followed Him in that way? Do you know Him? Does He know you? Are you one with the Spirit of God? Basically, when God sees you, does He see Himself? Because if He doesn't recognize you, you're not you're a stranger. A stranger will not come into God's house. Everyone in the house of God will be family. So that's the eternal reality of it. Everyone in God's house is family. I don't have a problem with that. But there's a lot of people in this world that have a big problem with that. Because God, it works on His terms. You won't come to the Father except by Jesus. You won't experience or know life except through the blood of Christ Jesus and the cross and the redemption that we have through that. Now the world keeps trying to say something different. No, you can get it from meditation, and you can get it from if you just do these things, if you're just a good person. But the reality and the truth still remains. And at the close of this life, people will not be able to avoid that, shrug it, dodge that bullet, bribe somebody, hide. You can't get away from it. I think that's why people of the world are so afraid to die. Death is a very, very scary thing for the people of the world. You know, for God's people, death is not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Why? Because we already died in Christ way back whenever it was that we had a revelation of who Christ was. The old us was dead there, the new us is in Him.
අපි මමත්වයට මැරිලා ඉවරයි ක්‍රිස්තුස් යේසුස් වහන්සේ තුල අපි මැරිලා ඉවරයි කියන
සත්‍යතාවය. We talked about that baptism. What is baptism again?
බෞතිස්මය ගැන කතා කරා. මොකද්ද බෞතිස්මය කියන්නේ?
Baptism is a natural outward expression of the spiritual reality that we've gone through.
ඉතින් මේ බෞතිස්මයෙන් වෙන්නේ ආත්මිකව අපිට ඇත්තටම වෙච්ච දේ තමයි අපිට පේන දේකින් අපිට පෙන්වුම් කරන්නේ මේ විදිහට තමයි ආත්මිකව අපිට උනේ කියලා.
The old you went down into that water and the person that came back is the resurrected life in Christ Jesus.
ඉතින් ඔබගේ පරණ මිනිස්සු ඔබ අර විදිහට වතුරට යට කරලා ඉතින් වතුරෙන් උඩට එන්නේ යේසුස් ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේ තුළ මරණය නැගිට්ට
So as you and I walk through this life, it's not us anymore, it's Him. And that's why the things that we will do, the places we will go, all of what life becomes and is what it is that He leads and guides us to do.
ඒ විදිහට සිද්ධ වෙන්නේ උන්වහන්සේ අපිට මඟ පෙන්වන නිසා ඒ විදිහට කරන්නේ.
His will be done. His choice. His kingdom come. His will be done. That's the prayer.
ඉතින් යාඥාව වෙන්නේ උන්වහන්සේගේ කැමැත්ත සිද්ධ වෙන්න ඕනේ උන්වහන්සේගේ රාජ්‍ය ප්‍රවිනෙන්න ඕනේ කියන දේ.
Do you see how that continues to tie into oneness with the Spirit of God?
ඒකයි කොහොමද දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ ඒකත්වයෙන් ඉන්න එකයි සම්බන්ධ වෙන්නේ කියලා ඔබට තේරුමාද කියලා.
See, this is why it's amusing sometimes because though a lot of people pray, they don't, it's not been revealed to their spirit what they're praying. You know, when I was in school in Sri Lanka when I was a kid, they used to break up the classes for their religious period assembly, religious assembly, yeah, that's right.
ඉතින් මේ ලංකාවේ ඉස්කෝලේ යන කාලේ පොඩි කාලේ මේ ගෝවින්ද මේ ඒගොල්ලගේ මේ රැස්වීම වෙලාවේදී එක එක ආගම්වල ළමයිම වෙන් කරනවා කණ්ඩායම් වල.
And so for us they lumped the Catholics and the Christians and all of them were just one big thing.
ඉතින් දැන් මේ උන්ට ගත්තාම කතෝලිකයෝ ක්‍රිස්තියානියෝ ඔක්කොම එක group කණ්ඩායම්කට තමයි දාන්නේ.
And at the end of the singing the song and doing all that stuff we would race to see who could get through the Lord's Prayer the fastest.
ඊට පස්සේ සින්දු ඔක්කොම කියලා කියනවලු ස්වාමින්ගේ ආඥාව කාර්ද ඉක්මනටම කියලා දාන්න පුළුවන්.
So our father would have been the team come would be down there. We would race to see who could do it quicker.
ඉතින් නිකන් මේ දිවිලක් කරනවා වගේ race එකක් දුන්නා වගේ කටකට ගාලා ඒක කියාගෙන යනවා.
And the way you knew who won was who could put the sign of the cross first.
ඒ වගේම ඉක්මනට නම්බර් එක ලැබෙනවලු ඉක්මනට මේ අර පිතා පුත්‍රයා දැම්මා.
That's how you knew who won. Oh, all kinds of things we do.
No,
now the revelation of our Father who art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. His the manifestation of his life in and through yours is what we're asking for.
ඉතින් අපි මොනවද කියන්නේ ඔබගේ රාජ්‍ය ඒවා ඔබගේ කැමැත සිද්ධ වේවා කියලා අපි මොනවද ඉල්ලන්නේ අපි හැම කියලා උන්වහන්සේව අපේ ජීවිතවලින් ප්‍රකාශ වෙන්න කියලා තමයි අපි ඉල්ලන්නේ.
That all that you would do, all that you would be while you're in this life would be him.
ඔබ මුළු ජීවිත කාලය තුරම කරන සෑම දෙයක්ම ඔබ කොයි විදිහකට ජීවත් වෙන්නේ මේ ඔක්කොම උන්වහන්සේ කියන එකයි.
So I have kind of a new phrase I call it. I call it the sweet spot. It's the sweet place. Here's what it is. You are one. You're in oneness with the Spirit of God. And you are in the right place at the right time doing the right thing.
හරි ස්ථානයේ හරි වෙලාවට හරි දේ කරමින් සිටිනවා.
That for us, why not that be the state of your being while you're here in this life?
මේ දේ ඔබගේ ජීවිතේම අංගයක් කොටසක් කරන්න බැරි කරගන්න බැරි ඇයි කියලා.
It's not something you have to work for, it's not something you have to try to get to because now that's back to your own self effort.
ඉතින් දැන් ඒක නිකන් ඔබ ඒ වෙනුවෙන් උදෙසා මහන්සි වෙලා වැඩ කරන දෙයක් නැත්නම් උපරි උත්සාහ කරන ඕන දෙයක් නෙමෙයි ඒක ඉමේම ඔබ කවුද කියන එක තමයි ඒකේ තියෙන්නේ.
Just be. So in oneness with the Spirit of God, at the right place, the right time, doing the right thing. And watch, God's Word, all the rest of these things, His Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, all of that will just flow. You won't have to make anything happen. All of that, you become one with Him, and the rest of it flows through you. And with that, my time is gone, so I have to stop there for today.